Run the track!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Do you guys have a gluten-free dog? Is your dog allergic to gluten? Is that what it is? Is that why he's itchy?
I don't know. I think he might be.
Even your dog's the whitest dog in the universe. Jesus Christ. That's amazing.
He just itches a little bit
because
his food.
Start the podcast like that's not the most hilariously. Our dog's got allergies to his food. You know, he's on this new gluten-free. He was eating paleo for a while and it seemed to be working.
He's a very LA dog, Christy. He's a very LA dog.
Out of control.
First of all,
I don't know what's happened to your life in the past few weeks. I honestly don't
it's
even recognize
fault.
You anymore.
It's your fault.
I just tried to fix you a little. I didn't know you were going to become Mr. Rogers and shit.
Christy, you literally left. For the people that are listening right now, we've been on hiatus for almost 2 months.
Yes.
Right? We stockpiled episodes.
We did.
The last like 6 episodes have been in the can for forever. This is our first episode, and my life has...
Oh, my goodness.
What's the opposite of falled apart?
I don't know. It's sewn it all together. You glued it all together.
Christy, since you left, I've been scrapbooking.
Pristine.
I've been scrapbooking.
I saw, and the reason you admitted to scrapbooking was because somebody saw you at Michael's. Someone caught you at Michael's buying scrapbooking supplies.
Pink,
like a little
pink,
bitch.
Pink scrapbooking supplies.
You adopted a dog that's apparently gluten intolerant.
He has to have all natural food and a little bit of pumpkin.
Oh my goodness.
Canned pumpkin.
I can't.
Christy.
I can't.
He has to have a little bit of canned pumpkin in his all-natural food.
Your super sweet has-it-together girlfriend just came in from her jog just now because she's training for the next marathon. To which you said,
happened?
I haven't gone running since the last 5K. Who are you, Justin Foster? Who are you? You're supposed to be our resident dirtbag.
I know.
You're over here training for 5Ks.
I don't know what happened.
You pet your hipster-ass dog.
This is all your fault.
Guess
this is all
kind of
you
is.
Wanted to clean me up.
Know,
you said I needed polishing.
Well, shit.
And then you
dude.
Left. You went to go raise kids. And
I think you could pass the dirtbag baton pretty seamlessly.
Yeah, right. Everyone, Ivan Ishkov is our sound guy.
Welcome.
So welcome back, everyone.
Oh,
they didn't miss us, but I've missed you.
Yep.
My life is sewn together.
Yeah, it is. It's
I've
really
been scrapbooking. I got busted at Michael's literally, I had a handful of pink photo paper that like.
But why?
I don't know.
What were you scrapbooking?
I have
what
all these
fucking memories were you putting together into this book?
I have all these.
Did you take some vacation? I don't know about.
No,
did you?
I just have over
eat,
the
pray,
years.
Love your ass around the world while I was gone for the past month. What the fuck are you scrapbooking? What are you doing?
I went to Iowa while you were gone. I had so many pictures of Iowa.
Right, just scrapbooking them away.
Over the years, I've had a very interesting life.
Uh-huh.
I have tons of, like, when I was in a band from all like, press from bands,
right.
Flyers, and
yeah.
comedy. I have all these comedy show flyers and all these, like, cool things. And so I was just bored for 2 days, and I just started
you
putting them together.
You posted a picture the other day in fluorescent Adirondack chairs wearing shorts and a hipster hat with another man. Both of you had your dog sitting there while you ate frozen yogurt. What's explain yourself. What's wrong with you? What's happened? Justin,
I don't know.
Can,
it just happened.
This is a safe place.
I don't
you can
know.
Talk about it. We're
I just,
amongst
I
friends.
Just happened. I don't know.
Froyo with your teeny fluffy ass dog sitting out in your shorts. Pretty sure you had flip flops on.
I didn't have flip flops on.
Fix your life.
I didn't have flip flops. I had
Unfix
hipster boots.
Your life a little bit.
I had pink socks.
Golly.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. You're referring to Drew and Stella, Drew Lynch and his dog Stella. We did. I am. He called me and asked me for a play date.
Yeah.
And asked me if I wanted to go get I'm gonna froyo.
Slip some rum into your green juice. just trying to get me to relapse. Bit. Yeah, just for a little while. You know, just for a day.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what's happened.
My goodness.
I don't know what happened. Can I tell you this? For Valentine's Day, or no, not Valentine's Day, for our 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
My lovely girlfriend got me a 1 year membership to AAA, and I couldn't be more excited about it. I couldn't be more happy about my like they sent me a little care package with like a
God,
first aid
you
kit.
You got fucking boring.
Dude, might as well be AARP.
God, you got fucking boring.
I know.
What are we gonna do? I don't have any stories except for about shitty diapers. I don't know what we're gonna.
I got nothing.
What we're gonna discuss here today?
I got nothing. So you've been gone. So we've the show's been on vacation. Yeah. Obviously, we haven't missed any episodes, but in real time, it's been about almost 2 months.
Because we love our fans. We don't leave you guys.
Never once have
we
missed an episode.
We don't leave you guys.
Your babies are home.
My babies are home.
And was it, this is the first time I've seen you.
Yes. Oh, yes, it is.
We have not kicked it since the babies have gone out.
Nope.
And it was hard to get you here today.
It was. It was very hard to get me here today.
You said that you were very upset to leave.
I was devastated.
Is this your first time away
this
from them?
This is the first time I've left them since they came home from the hospital. And I was fucking devastated. From the moment I called my Lyft until the moment it got there, I was sobbing and in tears. I was like, I'm going to miss them. So my husband's looking at me like I'm friggin' insane.
Yeah, because I'm taking you back there immediately after this.
I'm gonna be gone for an hour, hour and a half, maybe.
Tops.
I could not hate driving away from that house more. I'm so happy to be here, and sure. It's healthy that I'm the fuck out of the house. Mm-hmm. But I hated it so much. I kissed them on their forehead like I was going off to fucking war. You know what I mean? Like I bid them goodbye. Yeah. It was really dramatic.
Yes, listen. I don't know anywhere near what it's like to have children at all. But we did just adopt this dog.
Oh my God.
And saying goodbye
to
this thing.
Gluten-ass dog.
To say goodbye, because we're trying not to say goodbye and make it a big deal when we leave.
Right.
Have you ever tried to like leave a dog without saying goodbye and have him watch you through the window?
No.
It's so whatever's like small scale that I have of that, like it's probably 1,000 for you. So I can relate a little bit.
I literally wake up in the morning and I see them and I realize that I've missed them while I was sleeping. Like, what the fuck is that? I'm a crazy person.
No, you're not. I get it.
I'm a crazy person.
I feel crazy. I filmed my dog sleeping for 30 minutes on my camera phone the other day just to watch it back throughout the day.
Yeah, see, that's unacceptable. I do that with my kids too, but they're fucking people.
They're people, I
know. Yeah, they're fucking people.
But we're literally going back there after the podcast to my girlfriend. I get to finally meet the kids.
Oh my God, I was so sad to leave them. I was so sad to leave them like something was happening. And it's not like they're with a sitter.
They're with
or
their
something.
Father.
They're with my husband.
Literally the father.
With their dad. Yeah. Yeah. Like couldn't be safer. He's not taking them anywhere. They're just sleeping. I text him on the way over here. I was like, send me videos of the kids. And he's like, they're just asleep.
They're just sleeping.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Just asleep like they were when you left.
Yeah.
They're still doing that same
just
thing.
Just talking to the microphone for 30 minutes and you'll see them. Yeah. They probably won't even be awake yet.
But I don't like, so there are times where, like, especially after they get shots and stuff, my son loves to breastfeed because he's a guy and guys love boobs, and my daughter could not be fucking bothered with it. Mm-hmm. It's harder to do, and she just doesn't give a shit. And that's what soothes my son. So after they get like vaccinations, which they've had to have like a shit ton of shots, and that's why I haven't seen anyone, because you're not allowed to bring preemies out until after they get all this stuff done. But after they get their shots for that night, I'll basically just look after my son, and my husband will look after the daughter because son's always breastfeeding. And I can tell you, during those days of just looking after one child at a time, I'm like, sorry to all the parents out there. I know it's super, super hard, but to me, I'm like, this is fucking easy as shit. It's like taking care of one newborn.
Because you have
so
two.
Easy peasy compared to taking care of twins. I was like, this is so simple. Like when the one baby cries, you pick up the one baby and give the one baby whatever it needs.
Christy's finally become like bougie. Oh, look at you and your one kid problems.
Your one freaking kid, right? You just feed the one child and there's not another one sitting there screaming in your face, making you feel like you're the world's most horrible person
right.
for not being able to right. feed two children at the same time.
Is it just such a handful?
It is such a handful. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of bartending. Mm-hmm. And here is why. You prepare yourself for the rush, right? You clean. That's when they're sleeping. Because
they're always throwing up on you.
You prepare. Also because they're always throwing up at you and people are just screaming in your face. Right. And you don't know what they want, yes. but they're yelling at you and they need something.
You can't
something.
Understand them.
But you prepare for the rush, right?
Sure.
So while they're sleeping, you like clean all the bottles. You fill them all with milk. Like you do.
Right.
You put the burp claws where they need to go. Like you set the house up for the chaos that's about to ensue.
Like cutting limes.
Exactly. Yeah. Like right. you're cutting limes, your stocking glasses, right. filling the ice bins, you know what I mean? And then like the first twin just starts to stir, like mm-hmm. just a little wiggle.
Right.
And you know that just shit is about to fucking go bananas for the next hour and a half of your life. Like everything's about to go wrong. The first one stirs and you like start heating that bottle. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you're feeding the first one, the second one wakes up and then they're both screaming and you're trying to change diapers and feed them. And that literally the worst part is that you have to, if they both wake up at the same time, mm-hmm. I have to pick which child.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Right.
How fucked up is
right.
that? I have to pick which child I'm going to pick up and soothe.
Which one do you pick? Which one do you love the most?
It depends.
What do you mean it depends?
It depends on the situation. If one's actually hungry and the other one just spit out their pacifier, the one that spit out their pacifier is going to have to cry for a little while
wow.
I feed the other one.
You don't flip a coin or anything?
No. And okay. you just have to like, and then when the one who spit out the pacifier starts freaking out so bad that they're choking themselves, you put the one down and then you pick up the other one and then the other one's pissed off because they're hungry and you didn't burp them properly. So you put that one down and go back. Eventually by the end of it, both kids are changed and fed and exhausted
right.
and so they can go to sleep, and in between you're trying to entertain them and give them friggin' flashcards and take them on walks and shit. It's
wow.
pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy, but I could not fucking love it more.
And they still end up walking their tabs.
And they at the end of the day, no one says thank you. It's just they stiff you on tips. No one's there saying, oh my gosh, thank you so much for keeping
for
us alive today.
Yes,
I really appreciate
everything.
It. No, nothing. Nothing. They just keep on yelling at you to give them more fucking food. Ungrateful bastards, the two of them, I tell you what.
Well, you look great. You don't
thank
look
you.
Like you've been juggling.
Thank you.
Have you not even left the house?
We go on walks every once in a while, and that's about it. But honestly, as far as babies go, they're really well behaved. They do generally just wake up when it's time to eat, and then they hang out and are super cute for a little while, and they go back to bed. And
are you becoming super obsessive as your phone just filled with pictures of them?
That happened in the NICU.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened in the NICU.
I get it though.
Yeah.
Like everything else seems so unimportant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just have a million pictures of them, and they're you go into like this weird little hole where mm-hmm. nothing else exists.
Right.
And you're just locked in your house day and night. Like mm-hmm. there's no day and night anymore, and you're just locked in there, and hours start to all fold together, and you know, that's all there is.
Are you nervous or looking forward to like when you acclimate? And it'll just be normal. Do you think that will ever happen?
I feel.
What do you mean acclimate?
Like
when
it's point,
just
it's not
life.
Gonna be just like, oh my gosh, all I'm thinking about is the kids.
Uh-huh.
It's like you're just, it's like normal. It's like
right.
a routine.
Oh right, yeah, yeah. When you, like, yeah, we have
does
to go back to
that, like it's gonna be normal,
living your life.
No, I'm looking forward to that, and I think that now that we're able to bring them out of the house. Mm-hmm. I think that will restore so much of my sanity to be able to just like, we live right across the street from a Coffee Bean, to be able to put them in a stroller and walk across the street and just get a coffee for 5 minutes, like that,
mm-hmm.
instead of being like this weird cave woman,
sure.
you know what I mean? Who like
right.
all day.
Shitting in buckets.
All day long. Well, let me tell you something about poop. I know I talk about my bowel movements a lot recently on here, but let me tell you something about
please.
Just the bathroom in general.
Because I have a solution for you, by the way.
I have always been judgmental or just had this idea of like, why? Everyone's like, have you gotten to the, you know, like people talk about like leaving the door open when you use the bathroom in front of your spouse. And I'm like, I don't understand why you ever get to that point.
Yeah,
like, why is
no
it necessary to, it's because you have kids. It's because you
oh.
have kids and you need to hear your kids in the living room. So all day you're you're in the bathroom with the door open so you can hear what's going on out there.
Sure.
And then when your spouse is home, you just forget.
You just don't
give
a
shit. Because you're just so fucking used. You're just so used to peeing with the door open
right.
that it just, like, it just happens.
Right.
The other day from the couch, my husband's like, did you just pee with the door open? I was like, yeah, I fucking forgot you were here. Like,
what are you gonna do? It's all over.
And like the first time that I had to poop with like a kid in my arms, I'm like, why? What has happened? I used to be such a lady. You know what I mean? Like I used to be found attractive by my husband and members of the opposite sex, and here I am pooping with a child in my hands. Like, it's just, there's no more boundaries. I've lost all boundaries as far as being
door
like a
open,
human being.
Shitting, one baby in,
yeah,
a dog's barking
with
at your
kid
feet.
In my arms. Like, you just can't, you can't put them down. And, you know, yeah, I'm just in that kind of haze. The other day I got completely thrown up on, completely spit up on. Son puked down my shirt, like mm-hmm. all over my shirt. I was covered in it, but it was in the middle of the rounds of feeding everyone. So I just kept going on, and I didn't think about it again until 7 o'clock at night when my husband got home. And I was like, oh shit. I'm like, I'm covered in vomit. I still had my vomit shirt on. It was crusted into my cleavage. I was like, I completely forgot. I never thought about it again. Like, I just,
right.
I went, I had taken a nap. Like, I had done other things. You know what I mean? Like, I had done other things. It's not like I had been busy until then. I just, it
right.
happened, and I never thought about it right. again. Like, I was just covered in shit.
No wonder everybody at the coffee bean was looking at me weird.
This is so weird.
I just, you, what happened to you? You used to be such a lady. Now you're shitting with the door open, covered in throw up.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
What happened to us?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's all just chaos.
You texted me the other day and you go, the only time I've ever been this level of tired is driving home from Vegas after a 4-day weekend, hungover and chugging coffee just to stay awake.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that drive home from Vegas where like the eyes, like where you open your eyes hard as shit just to like make it to the next rest stop so you can have a fucking coffee and you're just like praying to God that you don't fall asleep on the highway.
Yes.
I was sitting there with my daughter on my lap and a bottle in her mouth, and I was like nodding forward. I'm like, I'm going to fucking drop this kid. Like,
right.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. The kid needs to eat. I can't. So I started pacing and like walking around while I fetter. It's like exhaustion, none other.
Just on diet pills. I'm yes. so excited. Just running around your living room.
Yeah.
Have you dropped the kids yet?
No, I have not.
No?
I have not dropped any kids. They are safe and sound.
See, that's why I'm terrified of being I fall asleep sitting up.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't even imagine. Like, I would definitely drop a kid for sure.
And guys are fucking useless. Guys are just fucking useless. My husband's amazing and he loves his children so much, but there's just a difference. There's just a difference. Like,
what do you mean?
When I am at there's no level of exhausted that I will ever be mm-hmm. that I can be so out of it as he gets. You know what I mean? Like, I'll never drop our child.
Right.
He might. You know what I mean? Like, he might get so tired that he drops them. Like,
right.
He might. He will. We all fall asleep in the same room. We're all there together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tiny room. I don't live in a mansion.
Right.
The kids cry in the middle of the night. If he's tired, he just fucking sleeps through it. He doesn't pretend he's sleeping. He literally just doesn't wake up to the sound of their fucking cries. So I'm changing one and they're screaming in my face, and then the other one's woken up and they're fucking crying too, and he's snoring. He's snoring.
You wake him up?
I have thrown shit at him.
I've thrown two babies at him.
I have thrown shit at him because I'm like, babe, babe, babe. And he doesn't wake up. So I picked up like the diaper cream or whatever, and I fucking threw it at him, and he wakes up and he's all like drooling and he can't see and he like stumbles over. And then that just pisses me off more because he doesn't wake up enough to actually like... for me to like have him care for one of them. He's just sitting there, he's like, duh, 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 and he's all fucking out of it. I'm like, wake the fuck up, man. Like, go throw some water on your face. It's fucking go time. Fix your shit immediately. But it's just, there's a difference between moms and dads. There just is. And, you know, I'm sure, especially in this newborn phase, like, it's genetics. Like, we're built to be able to physically feed them
right.
and, you know, get through it.
Right.
It's just,
I would sleep. I don't know. I don't know if I could sleep through that or not. Like, baby's like legit crying.
I mean, he's legit crying. I don't know. This man wakes up for everything on a normal basis. Right. But he is a level of, I mean, newborns make you fucking tired, man. Yeah. Like, we were working on like 2-3 hours of sleep a night, and mm-hmm. that, you know, you can do that 1-3 nights in a row. When right. you're working on night 7,
yeah.
you know, and it's just a lot. So yeah.
it becomes habitual. After a while, he won't be able to fall asleep
right.
until he hears the crying. Once a baby right. starts crying, it's like that background dog. Noise
yeah.
machine.
Yeah,
like the car
it's like white noise for him.
He didn't believe me, but I'm like, we need to start doing a bedtime ritual for them, and apparently this makes them sleep longer. And he was like, there's no fucking way, but I'll try it. And sure. we did. We stay every night. We give them a bath. We put their lotion on. We swaddle them up. We put the music on. We put them in the rockers, and they rock to sleep. And now they sleep, you know, 5-6 hours in a row at night, so we're actually able to get some sleep. So nice. Things have definitely mellowed out. And but those first 2-3 weeks, man.
You know what my mom told me? She says, I did this with each one of you. I mean, there's three of us, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She says she'd bring us home, and for the first 2 weeks, she'd let us cry, and mm-hmm. she would never walk up to us. She says it was really hard, but after right. 2 weeks, you guys slept for like 8 hours easy.
Crazy.
Really?
Like a dog.
Like a dog.
Just ignore him.
Oh, yeah. You have to ignore him. Like, ignore him.
Wow.
And I was going to ask, can you imagine doing anything like
no.
that? Just yeah, letting right.
cry. She couldn't leave him 30 minutes for a podcast.
No.
She's not going to let him cry through the night?
No.
No way.
No. It's hard enough that I have to get used to one crying. Like, that was the hardest realization, was that I couldn't be there for both of them mm. every single time they needed me. And I think that's the hardest pill to swallow as a twin mom is, like I said, if you have one baby, when the baby cries, you can pick it up and you can soothe it. I can't always do that. If I'm feeding one, and then if you move one too much while you're feeding them, then they spit up, and then you feel right. like shit because you made that kid spit up. So right. that's definitely been like the most devastating realization sure. is that sometimes one of the kids is just going to have to sit and cry mm. and, you know, until I can get to them.
You feel bad because one of them accidentally spits up on your sleeping husband, and now he's
fuck
him. Do you imagine, like, can you see yourself becoming a helicopter mom, like later on when they're toddlers? And
what's the helicopter mom?
Helicopter mom, the one that helicopters over her kids, make sure like does all their homework for them, like make sure they get into all the good schools.
Oh yeah, man. What kind of mom are you gonna be?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you gonna be able to be like, no, there's a boundary here?
Yeah,
like
figure shit out for
yeah,
your own.
Yeah, I think I'll be more emotionally codependent okay. than like in their shit as far as like. Get your homework done, only be friends with these people, get into this school, that type of thing. I don't see that being an issue, because even now with their stuff like developmentally, I guess a lot of preemie moms get fucked up in the head because they're not on the same timeline as other babies. Like my kids are about to be 5 months old, but developmentally, because they were born 4 months early, you take 4 months off of that. So right now they're just functioning as month and a half. So some moms like have an issue with that. I don't give a shit. Oh, walk whenever yeah. you feel like walking. You
it's
know
like,
what I
it's
mean?
It's like when you go to a different time zone and you're a little groggy for
it's
a couple of
hours. Like
it's,
yeah.
it's just like
I
that.
I totally get it.
When you say emotionally codependent, is it like your daughter's like, I'm gonna go out with some friends? You're like, oh cool, I'll get my jacket. Like, I get secret. Oh cool, what concert are we going to?
I mean, like the first time some bitch breaks my son's heart, I'm gonna fucking murder her. that's kind of what I mean. Like, I could see myself showing up at the school and just like pulling some bitch by her pigtails
right.
and being like, look here, 5-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
that's more the kind of thing that I see myself doing, is like getting involved on like an emotional and mental level
right.
more so than like.
So where does, okay, so I'm sure you've thought about this. So where does it, the son wants to skateboard, right? Are you adamant about him wearing a helmet?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Okay.
I'll always perpetuate like safety and whatever it is that they do. But I understand, particularly with little boys, that, you know, they play rough, they bump their heads,
sure.
they get hurt,
okay.
you know, kids fall down, they eat shit they're not supposed to eat,
okay.
like all that kind of thing. That doesn't freak me out as
boys
much.
Boys come over, mm-hmm. or girls, no, girls come over.
Both of them come over.
Both of them come over. Doors open? Or can they
someone
hang out?
Of the, oh yeah, doors are fucking open. I was up to way too much bullshit and way too young of an age. Right. I've done it all, right. And I know all the fucking tricks.
And I was about to say that's the problem that your kids are going to have to go through, yeah. is that you've literally done everything, oh, yeah. and seen everything,
oh, yeah.
and know all the shit.
Yep.
So they can't get away with anything.
Oh, yeah.
There's no, oh, yeah. there's no lie they can spin.
I was a tricky little asshole. when I was a teenager, I was a tricky, tricky little asshole, yeah. and I'm not having it.
Yeah.
I'm not having it. No. No. Right. And I know, we literally, my mom and I refer to my daughter as my karma baby,
yeah.
because we know
yeah.
that she's just going to be a little mini me when she mm-hmm. grows up.
Right.
And hopefully I can tone that down to a tolerable level.
What about spanking? Are you guys going to spank them or not?
No
spanking?
Absolutely not.
What about?
I'd punch my husband square in his teeth if he touched my kids.
Don't hit each other, and then you punch him
yeah,
in front of them.
Yeah, then I punch it. That's right.
Right. Back talking. What happens when they back talk?
Ooh.
Because mama don't like back talk.
Mama don't like back talk. So there will be. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but yeah, that definitely won't fly.
Okay.
Respect. To me, respect is something that I was taught for mm-hmm. like whoever. I didn't even at my most shitty and fucked up, like I never was an asshole to my grandparents. I
right.
never was sure. an asshole. You know what I
yeah,
mean? Like,
yeah.
So, all
right. Son wants to grow up and have a podcast and be a comedian.
Oh, God.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Would you please stop pressuring me to have kids, by the way?
No.
Every 3 days I get a text from him. She's like, okay, the window of you and your girlfriend to have kids to play with my kids is you got another year.
I get that a lot.
What's the fucking point? Just get married and pop out kids already.
I've had people walk up to me and be like, why are you denying your mother her God-given right to be a grandmother.
Wow.
And I just say, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This isn't people. This is my best friend. Every 3 days. She pregnant yet?
I know, but you just take your fucking sweet-ass time with everything. Just move it along.
We already got a dog.
Exactly. So you're not fucking going anywhere. Get fucking hitched. Have some fucking kids so they can all play together. I'm over it. I'm so bored with this slow-moving bullshit. Just move it along. Pick up the pace. We get it.
Well, let me ask you this then, Miss Fast Pace Mover.
Yes.
When I called you
yes.
and told you that we were going to get a dog, you said absolutely not.
Yes.
What was the mindset behind that?
The mindset had nothing to do with the dog or with sharing sharing something or getting something together. Mm-hmm. The mindset with that was that you guys had just moved in together
uh-huh.
and having just brought home children,
right.
I see how, you know, it's been a challenge for me and my husband to stay connected with each other.
Sure.
Like, we're still getting along and we're working together and all, yeah. like, we're getting along fine, but we just haven't. It's an added responsibility, and moving in together is already an added responsibility. Mm-hmm. So that was my suggestion, was like, be careful of adding something else on top of, you know.
Right.
Oh, on top of that.
Right. Okay. You know, all right.
Like
all right.
that. So that was my suggestion. Right. Not like, oh, it's too soon for you guys
sure.
to have a dog
and
together.
Also,
I've already been telling you to have children.
I know. And that's what I thought. That's why it caught me as such surprise. But also, I also didn't phrase that it wasn't a puppy. It was.
Right.
I didn't also tell you it was a 2-year-old dog.
Right.
That didn't need any of our time.
Right.
Right.
Which is a huge difference. Right. I got my pug when she was 2 years old, and it was like, you just have this potty trained, super mm-hmm. good dog, mm-hmm. and you move on with your life now. You
yeah.
know, now you just have this pet, not like they're going to eat all our shit.
Right. And things have changed since we got the dog. Like, I now just poop with the door open.
You poop.
And-
It happens.
You know,
it's
sleep through
the
night. This dog is so great. All he does, he takes more naps than I do.
Yeah.
All he does is sleep.
Yeah.
It's the best.
He's tired from all that gluten.
He's not, he doesn't have gluten allergies.
Your dog has a gluten allergy. You gotta. What you have to do is put him on a juice cleanse.
No, he likes a little bit of kale in the morning.
Yeah, with a little natural maple syrup, some lemons, a little cayenne pepper,
a little lemon
yeah.
on his water bowl.
that's right. Yep, that's how you do it.
Yeah, I just so stop pressuring me to have kids.
No.
Do you, How great would it be if I had a son right now?
Yeah.
And then my son and your daughter ended up taking over the podcast?
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
It's like the Star Wars trilogy. Yep. Right?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Full circle.
Full circle.
I'm going to come over and start poking holes in all your condoms. Whenever we record.
We've been together for a year and lived together in these condoms.
I don't know how you get someone knocked up. Start replacing birth control with sugar pills. I don't know what you guys are into.
Tic Tacs and birth control.
Yeah, it's fine. Why are they the orange ones? I don't know.
I think they switched them. My birth control tastes like mint.
It's fine.
How are we doing on time?
Half hour exactly.
Oh, we're at a half hour? Well, that just throws away all the bullshit that I wanted to do today. I had a plan. And
Justin, we had to catch up. Why do you have all these things that you want us to talk about?
Because I got hypnotized and I wanted to talk
about. My husband's called twice.
Can we put him on the air?
Hold on.
Put him on speakerphone.
Hello? You've called me twice. Is everything okay? Oh, all right. We're wrapping up right now. Yes, I'm still there. I'm wrapping up right now and then gonna head over.
This is fascinating.
This is great.
All right, bye.
Honey, are you doing okay? Yeah, so then, yeah, well, I fell asleep. And
dropped a baby.
Remember how we had two babies?
Supposed to be
you know how hard
meeting.
It is to take care of two babies?
We have one baby now, but it's super awesome.
But it's fine. What's
going
the
on?
The other baby.
What was wrong?
Oh, he has a setup commitment at the freaking meeting and...
Just bring the kids.
Or just shut up. Or you don't get to do that this fucking week.
Christy,
this is the first time I've left the house on my own.
If you ever need anyone to babysit, you have my number. Right?
Yes.
All right. Hit
okay.
me up.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that
for real?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
You're like,
you dog sit and
responsible.
Babysit?
Yeah. As responsible.
As the new resident scumbag on the show, you're offered a babysit?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
I think the order...
I have a whole business
babysitting
plan. I feel
now.
Like I can make good money.
I'm next in line to babysit. I've earned years of scumbaggery that I've given up. Now I'm next in line
right.
to babysit.
Right.
Look how long my dog's been in her place.
That is true. Your dog's
it's like
very
half
well
hour.
Behaved. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I could have your kids be that
corner.
Obedient.
Yeah. I can put your kid in the corner for hours. No problem.
She'll go there. You just say place.
They only understand German.
I love that the one time you want to leave the house for 30 minutes, he's blowing up your phone. Like, where
are
you?
Because he has to be there early for his setup. Shut the fuck up. Dear God, shut the fuck up. So many resentments. So many resentments being thrown around. Half of them are because I'm insane. Half of them are because he doesn't get it. It's a very interesting ride we're taking, he and I.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it so much.
Yep.
Do you give him like a poker night or anything, a guy's night?
What are you fucking talking about? What the fuck are you
talking
about?
I just feel like a man
about?
Needs a night, like at least once a week.
Does the man need yeah. a night at least once a week? That's fucking interesting, Ivan. That's real fucking
well, he's
interesting.
He's got to be safe. He's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders. What? He's got two kids to look over.
But does he? Does he? I just told you he sleeps through the fucking night until I throw shit at his head. Apparently he's not too concerned about it.
Seems like he's tired. Maybe he needs a day.
Oh
he
my
needs
God.
A poker night. Could you
the
imagine
man needs a night
her
out
husband
of the house
coming and asking for a poker night, it would be scorched earth.
I'd go. He goes to this fucking thing every Thursday, and
is it like
he gets
the dart
to
league or what is yeah,
the what?
Where does he go?
To an AA meeting.
Oh,
I know it's not like a night out on the town, but he still gets to leave the house without a pew. I just told you that I shit with a person attached to me. He gets to fucking go to a meeting for an hour and a half. That's plenty. That's plenty. That's a fucking. That's
right.
A treat.
Play poker with the guys. Could you imagine that conversation?
Just going to work. Like when he goes to work, he gets to eat lunch whenever he wants to, and he gets to eat that fucking lunch from beginning to end.
He gets to
uninterrupted.
Go to Coffee Bean. Shit with the door closed.
He gets to drink a whole coffee hot. Like a whole hot coffee. Are you fucking kidding me? What a treat. It's like Pleasure Island. What a fucking treat that is.
He gets to wash the puke off his chest.
Oh my goodness.
There's no puke on his chest. Oh, yeah. He slept through it.
Right? Right? I just told you I spent 8 hours the other day with vomit on my chest that I didn't even realize was there. You're talking to me about giving him a poker night. So the answer to that is no, he's not. He's
Jesus
not.
Christ.
You gotta get
your like date nights, right? Like you still.
Yeah. Yeah. What now?
Well, eventually we'll get to the point where we will be able to do that. But because the kids have basically been friggin' quarantined until just Wednesday. They got the final shot where they're able to be around people on a regular basis. So now we're able to do things. We went over to my mom's house for dinner the other night, and they, you know, then so it'll all be different from here on out.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's been a little.
I'm so excited about following this journey. Because you guys got married on the podcast.
We did. We just had our second wedding anniversary.
I know, I saw that. Right.
We just had our second wedding anniversary.
Right. And you guys got married on the podcast. Fell in love.
Yep.
Through this podcast. Talked about your wedding on this podcast.
Yep.
Now have kids.
Yep.
On this podcast. And now you're able to scream at your husband on this podcast.
Oh my God.
So beautiful.
It is.
It's so beautiful.
It's a lovely thing.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, lovely thing.
I love watching the circle of your glowing endorsement on why I should have kids immediately, Christine.
Just have one. I already told you how easy it is to just have
That's
one.
Right, just one.
We're going to get so much hate mail from singleton parents that are like, easy, you son of a...
You piece of shit.
Because it's not. I don't think any of it's easy, but in comparison to two,
right.
I got to tell you.
It's like you get a personal trainer, and he's like, you got to work out 30 minutes a day. And you're like, I don't have time to work out 30 minutes a day. And he goes, okay, now it's an hour. And you're like, oh, shit. Okay,
right.
Well, now I can find 30 minutes.
Right. Man.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I'm glad we got to catch up. I'm glad you got to meet my dog that you were against, and he's adorable.
I wasn't against the dog.
Don't get a dog. It's too soon. But knock your girlfriend up immediately.
I was pro relationship, not anti dog. All right, let's get that straight.
All right. Well, can we please talk about next week how I got hypnotized for flying?
Sure.
I got hypnotized for fear of flying.
Awesome.
I also sat next to a pilot on a flight to Iowa.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it was the fucking worst.
No, it's so good. Never do that. They tell you what all the sounds are.
Yeah. You know what this guy said to me?
Huh.
I'll tell you guys next week on Fossil Podcast. To our show, subscribe to Fossil Podcast on iTunes. For all my social media, go to Justin Comic on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Ivan, how can people find you?
At Ivan Ishkoff.
Christy?
At Rowan Moon Reiki.
All right. Do you post any pictures of you covered in vomit?
No, I didn't.
Well, we're gonna go meet the kids after this, maybe we'll get a picture and throw that up on the fan page, because people have been you've gotten some emails and you got some tweets, people saying, are the babies home yet? Are they there? When are the pictures? Blah blah blah. So
there
maybe we'll throw some of those up. All right, you guys, that's been our show. Go to fossilpodcast.com and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.